From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Howard Dean, whose criticism of the war in Iraq has boosted his chances of winning the Democratic presidential nomination, laid out his foreign policy today. In a speech that was scheduled well before the capture of Saddam Hussein, Dean said the news did not alter his opposition to President Bush's policies. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Dean's speech was intended to outline his foreign policy priorities and to show that they're well within the mainstream bipartisan tradition of foreign affairs thinking in the United States. The speech was also intended to dispel the view of some of his opponents, such as Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, that he's weak on defense and someone who will take the Democratic Party down to defeat, just like George McGovern. The dramatic events of the weekend gave Dean an even bigger spotlight, and he began by congratulating the military on the apprehension of Saddam Hussein.
It's good news for the Iraqi people and for the world. Saddam Hussein was a brutal dictator who can and now will be brought swiftly to justice for his crimes.
But, Dean said, Saddam's capture does not advance the fight against terrorism or the spread of weapons of mass destruction, and he said it hasn't made America safer.
The difficulties and the tragedies which we have faced in Iraq show that the administration launched the war in a wrong way at the wrong time. With inadequate planning, insufficient help, at the extraordinary cost so far of $166 billion.
Dean is already facing intense criticism from his rivals, who point out that if Dean were president, Saddam Hussein would still be in power. But today, Dean did not back down from his attacks on the Bush administration or from his contention that Iraq was never a significant or imminent threat to the U.S.
Therefore, it fell to the United Nations to enforce the security resolutions which they were violating. This president never gave them the chance. He preempted them by contemptuously dismissing the potential of a role, making it clear that he would go in with or without them, and I thought that was a terribly destructive thing to do.
When this election cycle began, many Democrats believed that the best way to beat President Bush was to focus on domestic, not foreign policy. But if Howard Dean does in fact win the Democratic nomination, his speech today is an indication that next fall's campaign will include a sharp and unsparing debate over foreign policy as well. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.